And O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane's with us this morning. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Got a little snow today.
We do. It's a little slick out there, yeah. So all you students and adults coming to town, take it easy.
Yeah, just take it slow coming to the intersection.
That's right. Yeah, I saw they were out putting some gravel down when I came, so that was good.
And just a couple of reminders, no school for pre-K through 6 today,
That's
right?
That's correct, yes. And spring break on Thursday and Friday, so short week, especially for those elementary students.
All right, well, it's been a busy, kind of an exciting week for O'Neill Public Schools the last couple of weeks. There's been a lot of good things happening.
All kinds of good things happening. But I want to start out by congratulating all of the area schools at their speech districts last week.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
holy cow.
67 state qualifiers.
That's amazing. That speaks so highly, yes, of our area and the area of speech, yes.
And I think three or four district champions. And
I'm going to say congratulations to St. Mary's, Chambers, and Stewart, all district champions. Yeah. And I believe West Holton, Pope John were district runners-up.
Right.
So, wow. Also, certainly want to congratulate our very own Winnie Huber, who finished in fifth place in her oral interpretation of Serious Prose at the B3 district. Yeah. So, great job to her. And also, best of luck to both the St. Mary's girls and boys basketball teams as they head to Lincoln to participate in the state basketball tournament.
If you hear the fire trucks this morning
at 9 o'clock,
that's what's going on. There's
absolutely.
No fire.
Absolutely. Step outside and give them a cheer as they come by. No fire, just...
firing up the Cardinals.
There you go. I like it. Yes. Help us fire up those Cardinals. Good, good. Well, we have lots and lots to talk about in the area of music this morning. On Saturday, February 26th, 10 O'Neill Elementary students participated in the biannual Sing Around Nebraska Festival. Those talented elementary students included fifth graders Emma Bowder, Bo Cahoy, Reagan Lindsay, Blaine Scholes, and Josie York, and sixth graders Ethan Cooper, Malia Maz, Bailey Sailors, Bristol Scott, and Callie Tom Jack. Congratulations to those talented students.
Yeah, great job.
Yes, and also the Nebraska Bandmasters Association held their annual banquet on Saturday, where Mr. Chad Dean, our instrumental music teacher, was awarded the Nate Metzke Creative Teacher Award. That's a high honor.
That is.
Nate was a great guy. Mr. Dean is very deserving of that honor. He's led our band to great achievements over the past 20 plus years, I believe.
Yeah. And him and Nate were great friends, too.
They were great friends. Yeah. It means a lot, I know, to Mr. Dean. So big shout out to Chad. The O'Neill Band also received the Excellence in Academic Achievement Award at that event. To earn this award, the band members had to have a combined cumulative grade point average of 3.5 or higher. This talented group of musicians will be performing a brand new piece of music written by Nolan Schmidt, the voice of the Cornhusker Marching Band and former music teacher at Orchard. The piece is called At the Beginning of the Rainbow, and it will have its world premiere at the instrumental music concert that will be held Tuesday, March 15th at 7 p.m.
Yeah,
pretty
neat.
Darn cool. Yeah. The Mid-States Honor Band is also being held today at Norfolk Catholic. The clinic starts at 9 a.m. with a concert to follow at 5. So congratulations to all those in the Honor Band as well. Family Science Night was held last Tuesday at the elementary school, and we had 205 people attend. The traveling planetarium was the hit of the night, and it was great to see all our families working together at the different stations. Family Reading Night is coming up in April, so fun things going on at the elementary. The high school's North Central Regional Science Fair, hosted by Hastings College, was also held last Tuesday at the Hastings Museum. We had five projects travel to Hastings to take part in the fair. They were Avery Larson and Kelly Tunander, whose project was Sanitation on Basic Surfaces, Autumn Emmy and Charity Montgomery, whose project was The Future of Hydroponics, Evan Kopecky and Hunter Wilson, whose project was Analyzing Soil Sample Differences. Jace Gregory and Bethany Owens did Plant Propagation. It's kind of a mouthful. Plant Propagation. While Claire Stouth and Paola Vergara, their project was Does Music Affect the Rate of Gain in Cattle? I would have liked to have seen them out there with blaring their boom boxes to see what they like.
There's a reason why the milk barns have KBRX on.
There you go. That's right. Exactly. The party line.
I hear
they really like the party line. So, yes, there were over 45 projects from 8 different schools in Hastings, and Claire and Paola received a blue ribbon while everyone else received red. So,
nice.
A fun thing. 13 members of our O'Neill FCCLA chapter attended the FCCLA Peer Education Conference in Kearney on Monday the 28th. Small Changes, Big Impact was the theme for the conference. O'Neill chapter members participating included Annie Corkle, who is secretary of the Joint SPOC Council, as well as historian of the Community Leader Peer Education Team, Harley Cahoy, who is secretary of the Career Leader Peer Education Team, and Winnie Huber, who's a finalist for the Community Leader Team. Others attending were Brooklyn Cahoy, Suhani Shadari, Molly Corkle, Emily Ogden, Hannah Miller, Taylor Miller, Ashley Pischel, Madison Shoemaker, and Paige Woodson, along with their sponsors. So, sure they learned a lot on that day. The state robotics competition was held on Friday and Saturday of this past week. There were 20 middle school teams invited, including O'Neill's Robotics Energy Group, made up of James Grenier, Charlotte Welsh, and Ian Yates. At the skills competition on Friday night, their autonomous program worked perfectly, giving them the 80 points that it was supposed to. Though they had a little difficulty in the driver portion, only scoring 167 compared with their best score of the year, 209. They finished in 10th place in the skills competition. At the main competition on Saturday, they had a bit of a rough start. They lost their first 7 matches, most with very close scores, but finished qualifying by winning their last 2 matches. They finished 2-7 in qualifying. During alliance selection, they were picked by OPS's Omicron Fighters from Norris Middle School to be in the 7th seeded alliance. In the first round of the elimination tournament, they defeated the 10th seed by a score of 90-61. In the quarterfinal round, they faced the number 2 alliance, made up of teams from D.C. West and St. Stephen the Martyr in Omaha, and they were able to get the upset by a score of 130-106. In the semifinals, they faced the number 3 seeded alliance, made up of teams from D.C. West and Saunders County. The opposing team was able to gain control of the scoring goals and stalled until time ran out. They were defeated. The Robotics Energy Group were defeated by a score of 132-70 in the semis.
Great experience.
But a good showing, to make
tough
it to the semifinals.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. When you get down to just 20 teams from the state, really nice showing by them. In the high school division, there were 40 teams that took part, including O'Neill's NA team, made up of William Grosch, Bethany Owens, Kaysen Ressler, and Peyton Yates. At the skills competition on Friday night, the team was able to put together their best driver run of the year. And on Saturday, the team had a pretty good day. They battled hard and went 4-5 with a couple of really close losses in the qualifying rounds. They finished ranked 29th in the alliance selection and were selected into the 15th seeded alliance by a team from, these names crack me up, 3141Z Parts from the floor, from Gross Catholic in Omaha. In the first round, they had to go up against the number 2 alliance, made up of teams from D.C. West and Millard North, where they were eliminated by a score of 146-40. The NA team ended the day on a high note, though, as they were presented with the Sportsmanship Award.
Nice.
Yeah, this was based on the great attitude they showed all day, working well with other teams and being a positive representation of the sport.
Quite an honor. Yeah.
Very, very good honor for them. And they are excited already about next year's competition, which opens in about 2 months. They give them the... the game.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still learning a lot about robotics here, but no, it's a great activity that we're able to offer here in O'Neill.
All right, Amy. Again, no school for pre-K through 6 today.
That's right.
7 through 12 will dismiss at 2:30 like they normally
do. At 2:30 like a normal Monday,
and no school Thursday or Friday.
You got it.
All right. Everybody have a good week and have a nice break.
Yes, exactly. Thanks, Scott.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.